Hey, this is Joe from KBPS Class of 2024, now celebrating over 100 years of broadcast excellence. AM 1450, KBPS Portland, and online at kbps.am.
Good morning, the time is 11 o'clock, and I'm Sydney reporting live in the KBPS News Center on SummerSound 2025. Wrestling icon Hulk Hogan has sadly passed away this morning at the age of one. From AP, authorities were dispatched to the Hulkster's Clearwater, Florida home in response to a report of an individual experiencing cardiac arrest and was later pronounced dead at a local hospital. The WWE responded to the shocking news in a post on X saying, quote, one of pop culture's most recognizable figures, Hogan helped the WWE achieve global recognition in the 1980s. WWE extends its condolences to Hogan's family, friends, and fans. End quote. Throughout his career, Hogan won at least six WWE championships and was inducted into the WWD Hall of Fame in 2005. Once again, in passing, sadly, jazz musician Chuck Mangione has also passed away at 84. From TMZ, the artist passed this week in his Rochester, New York home due to natural causes. During his career, Chuck snagged two Grammy Awards, for the first in 1977 for Best Instrumental Composition and the second in 1979 for Best Pop Instrumental Performance. Chuck released over 30 albums over the course of his life, with his biggest hit being the 1978 single Feels So Good. He was also inducted into the Rochester Hall of Fame in 2012. In sports, Oregon Ducks coach Dan Lanning touches on several different topics during the Big Ten Football Media Days event in Las Vegas. From Sports Illustrated, Lanning spent 15 minutes yesterday taking questions from reporters while revealing new details relating to the team. Lanning revealed that Oregon's 2025 theme for this season is Double Down. He also revealed that the team had gained over 1,300 pounds during the offseason. Wow. Lanning says, quote, since we're in Vegas, it seems like the right time to say it that our theme for this team is Double Down. We have done an unbelievable job of building this team over time. You looked at our success season of season, and this team has grown, and the process really works. We're close, and we've been able to accomplish a lot. So that's really what's going to feed our program this offseason and will feed us into fall camp, believing in the process that we have, end quote. Lanning also says in response to previous losses, quote, I think that every coach probably feels this way, but we always remember the losses over the wins. I think there's a lot you can learn from that. It doesn't take away from what we were able to accomplish, but we did lose to a great team. Coach Day did an unbelievable job last year of having his team in position to have success there, and there's some things that I'd like to believe could have been done better at the end. I do not think we played our best football, end quote. In film news, The Fantastic Four First Steps opens in theaters today, expecting a debut between $190 million and $210 million in the worldwide box office, according to Deadline. The film is special, as it's the first time that the Kevin Feige-run Marvel Studios makes a Fantastic Four film after the post-Disney-Fox merger. This will be the group's first appearance on the silver screen in a decade, with their last film being 2015's Fantastic Four. Critically, Fantastic Four First Steps is already off to a strong start, being reviewed the best title in the series on Rotten Tomatoes at an 89% certified fresh rating. This has been SummerSound News on KBPS. I'm Sydney. We'll be back with your weather forecast right after this.
WorkSource Oregon Employment Department presents Your Career, Your Choice. Did you know that there are many well-paying jobs that do not require any schooling beyond high school? While it's true for the most part that the more education you have, the more opportunities you have for higher-paying jobs, there are many occupations where a high school degree will get you in the door. Many jobs related to transportation, such as railroads or shipping, are higher-paying jobs that you can learn while working. Other options include work in power plant operations or chemical-related occupations. For more information on these and other career services, go to the web at qualityinfo.org. Your career, your choice. A message from WorkSource Oregon Employment Department.
What a fine day to play nine holes.
Oh, tap the brakes, pal. Your head says yes. Your bad hip says not so fast.
Come on, a little exercise, some fresh air.
Your hip needs fresh air? Really? Dude, what your hip needs is a fresh hip.
Is your body holding you back? Let's see. I think I'll fix some spaghetti tonight.
Now how you gonna open that jar when your wrist is too sore to turn a doorknob?
Ouch! Why are these lids always screwed on so tight?
Put down the jar, pick up the phone, and call for a pizza.
Your bones and joints can say no at any age, keeping you from doing the things you always used to do. Yet a lot of people in pain decide to fight for their mobility and regain their lives. To read their stories and find your own inspiration, visit anationinmotion.org. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons.
Portland weather.
The forecast for today is sunny with a high of 84 degrees. Tonight, we're looking mostly clear with an overnight low of 55 degrees. Tomorrow, it'll be mostly sunny and a high of 77 degrees, slightly cooling off a little later. And right now, it's clear and 70 degrees in Vancouver. We have clear skies and 73 degrees in Hillsborough. And it's currently clear and 70 degrees in the Rose City. Like we previously reported, Hulk Hogan has sadly passed away this morning. It was a big shock to everybody here in the KBPS newsroom and the whole SummerSound team. We were all kind of distraught over it, because Ozzy Osbourne just passed away a few days ago, and it was a big shock to us, too. We couldn't believe it. But right now I'm here with our supervisor, Sean. How are you doing today?
Shaken up with that, but obviously there is some memories that I have had. Not with Hulk Hogan per se, but with the matches that he was a part in person. March 30th, 2003, what was Safeco Field, now T-Mobile Park. I attended my first and to this day my only WrestleMania show from WWE. Hulk Hogan wrestled Mr. McMahon in a 20 years in the making street fight. And for wrestling fans who know what a street fight is, there's no rules. You can use objects around the ringside area. Northwest legend Roddy Piper interfered, and he hit Hogan in the head with the pipe, and then Mr. McMahon tried to take advantage of that. And Hulk Hogan, like he always did, he would hulk up and provide with the three punches, the big boot to the face, and then the leg drop. I believe it was three times that he hit that against Mr. McMahon to not only win the match, but in context, Hogan had to win to keep his wrestling career alive in 2003. And one more moment, which was back in Portland, August 11th, 2014, the birthday of Hulk Hogan. He was 61 back then. And there were so many legends at the time that were in Moda Center that night. Mr. Wonderful, Paul Orndorff, Ric Flair, Hall of Famer, Jimmy Hart, Hall of Famer, Scott Hall, Kevin Nash, the original founders of the New World Order, Mean Gene Okerlund, who's been a part of Hulk Hogan's career for many, many decades. Rest in peace to by far one of the best interviewers in the game, and Hot Rod, Rowdy Piper, also was a part of Hulk Hogan's birthday celebration. And to have all of those legends being in the ring to commemorate with Hogan's legacy was bar none a great feeling. And this was after the show went off the air. So many fans were in for a treat that night to see a great presence of Hogan and a lot of Hall of Famers and a lot of talent that he had wrestled against as rivals, Mr. Wonderful, Paul Orndorff, and a bunch of other wrestlers as well, to Rowdy Piper, foe from Hogan back in the 80s. I was born in the 90s, so I didn't get a chance to watch any of this, but upon learning of it through history, it was certainly meaningful, and Hulk Hogan will surely be missed.
Yeah, thank you for sharing your story, Sean. That's really impactful. I'm learning more today about Hulk Hogan than I ever did, if I'm being honest. But if you have any stories relating to Hulk Hogan you'd like to tell us, or if you have any song requests, you can call us at 503-916-KBPS. It's 503-916-KBPS. Up next, we have Sabrina Carpenter's Man Child.